Morning Audio Boo, freaks and geeks of the interwebs. I've managed to find some prices from yesterday from the Digital News Centre, from O2's little Twitter blog type thing over on dnc.o2.co.uk. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. Somebody was asking me about prices. Basically, if you want to pay and go with these new phones, the iPhone 3G 8 gig, which is the new one that's being touted in terms of, you know, you can take an 18 months contract for 45 quid a month, you get the phone for free. Pay and go on that is £342. The new iPhone 3G 16 gig is £440. And the new iPhone 3G 32 gig is £538, which is just crazy. But I presume that's just like you can walk in there, buy one, take your SIM out of your existing iPhone and drop it in there. Then you're probably thinking, well, what are we going to do with the other iPhone? Well, you could get a little chip, a little drop-in SIM, and then put any old SIM in it, then you can use it for anything. I'm thinking of actually getting a new one and gluing them together. So I've got one for Run Tracker, so I can use it for my tracking my GPS. And I'm not really, I'm just joking. So let's have a look at the prices. The prices for an 18-month contract for the new iPhone 16 gig, you're looking at £185 at £30 a month tariff for 18 months, or £275 for the 32 gig, and then that scales up and goes across. I really don't like these 18-month, 24-month contracts. I think they're a joke. The cheapest one you can get is the new iPhone 3G 16 gig for 24 months, 2 years, £87 on a £35 a month contract. And new iPhone 3G 32 gig for £45 a month for roughly 96 quid. So you pay 96 quid, you get the new phone, but then you have to have 2 years of £45 a month. It's just stupid pricing. It's just ridiculous pricing. I'd like to think that people complaining about it will do something, but I'm pretty sure it won't. You know how they are. I suppose you've got to weigh up the pros and cons of having that phone with video. Remember that it does say unlimited UK data and Wi-Fi all the way across the board. And you know, doesn't say anything on that list about tethering. Doesn't say anything about that you might have to pay extra for tethering. If it was 2 years at £45 a month for £100 for the new iPhone 32 gig, unlimited data, you've got to weigh up that, you know, shooting video and upload them to YouTube. If you're going to use it and they don't have a go at you for tethering, remember that they do have the new HSPDA chip in there, so it's 7.2 meg download, so it's quite useful. As long as you've got good signal, of course, you're in a good place to find it. But that'd be quite interesting if somebody brings out an application when you're tethered that you load up and you know, it gives you sort of a signal quality for HSPDA or 3G. I think that'd be the first application I'd want. So you literally walk around until you get a decent signal, go tethered, open up your laptop and off you go. It could be useful. It could work really well if they A, push out more support for HSPDA in more areas and, you know, give a good quality service. It could work. By the way, I'm full of allergies and cold again this morning. I don't know why. Guess I need to go for another walk at lunchtime. But yeah, I'll stick the link in the show notes. The prices are crazy. I don't know if I'm going to upgrade. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the next week or so.